Hey everyone, welcome to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. We're in Orlando, Florida this year. My name is Victoria Barella, and we are here with
your amazing co-host, Johnny Mata. Maybe you've heard of me, maybe you haven't, I don't know. You, again, are listening to the Trade Show Minute, which is actually more like 10 minutes because trade shows are rather long and lengthy. It's not really about us, though. Today we are with our guest.
I'm Pablo Espinosa. I work for Meyerstown. I'm the VP of Engineering.
Cool. And you are?
Lauren Mayfield. I work in communications at Meyerstown.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome for taking the time as well.
Thanks.
Tell the listeners, who exactly is Meyerstown? I know that's kind of an ignorant question, but just in case.
It's a good point because a lot of the people in the industry are new or young, and they need to probably hear that John Meyer, Helen Meyer, had been together for 50 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. 50 years ago, they started getting involved in the Monterey Pop Festival, where they were helping Steve Miller Band. John had experience doing amplifiers and two amplifiers, and Steve Miller approaching because the people started to get to hear about John Meyer doing these kind of things, and he has his help for an amplifier for the Monterey Pop Festival, which he celebrated his 50th birthday this weekend too. So there's an edition of the on those days with upcoming artists like Steve Miller, Frank Zappa, first customers. And then there's a long story about John Meyer involved with the Grateful Dead, to the point that today the Dead and Company are still in tune with our loudspeakers. It's a good story, and also tells a lot about the long-term relationships that John and Helen and Meyerstown have been able to keep together. So it's a good story about all the friendships and all the relationships, and how when people want to do things correctly and they want to create experience, that the Grateful Dead well very well known for creating experience for the customers, for their concert boys, for the deafheads, and John Meyer with their speakers and amplifiers and sound system was able to help relay that message and create that special experience that made people go around the country to go and create their concerts. So that was really the sound is when it started becoming part of the experience.
That's cool. So Monterey Festival is this weekend?
This weekend.
Well, it's a good thing I live relatively close to that area. I guess when I get back on Saturday, I should drive down to Monterey. It's only like 4 hours, which isn't too bad, but, get down there for the festival and celebrate the 50-year anniversary.
Right. That's going to be a cool because a lot of people think that the Monterey Pop Festival was really kind of the origin for the most famous festival, which was Woodstock. Festivals and the rock started.
So you have a booth here at Infocom, correct?
Correct. We have a booth here. We also are doing, we're showing some of the new products. And we also have we're in the Chapin Theater in the second floor. We're doing demos at 5 o'clock. It's open to the public. We've been hosting some individual and private demos, but it's open to the public. It's welcome and please visit us to hear our new launch, our new speaker called Lina, and it's open for the 750. We're very happy to show it to the people. We have done demos already in Amsterdam, in New York, in Mexico City, and the response has been phenomenal. Everybody likes how it looks. It's small, it's very powerful, and it sounds great. It's after the Leopard, which was very well received. And our customer requested us to do something that is smaller, a little bit lighter than the power of Leopard, so we created Lina using the technology that we've been using for the Leopard family. So we're very happy, to the point that yesterday in the demo, a song ended, people just naturally start like clapping. They were not clapping to the system, they were not clapping to the speaker, they were actually clapping to the artists, right? So I felt that we accomplished our job, that the speakers actually disappeared and they created an experience that they felt that they were listening to the artists, and then when the song ended, they felt compelled to give a round of applause. So maybe it's mine, because we really achieved what we wanted to do, is the speakers to disappear. You want to listen to the artists, you want to listen to the movies, where you're in movies, we're involved in a lot of different markets, like big concerts. We're doing tours right now, as we speak, like big tours like Metallica, one of the biggest tours around. We're doing a lot of Broadway theater, we do a lot of cinema, and what we really want to do is the speakers to disappear, that they are so accurate, that this part of the experience. By increasing the experience, is what people enjoy, whatever the play, or the movie, or the concert. That we feel that we try to make it as accurate as possible. We don't have any right to change what the artist wants. We feel our responsibility is to just enhance that experience and communicate what the artist wants to say or do, or to whatever comes up.
Sure, and then where can we find that booth again to experience that speakers disappearing from the experience?
The demo is in the Chapin Theater.
Okay.
And also we have another demo which is very, very interesting. We have a system called Constellation, in which we transform rooms and make it very immersive. We change the acoustics by transducers, microphones, and speakers, and especially digital signal processing. And we have also a demo room. We do demos every hour, every 2 hours.
Yes. Odd hours, 9, 11, 1, and 3. That's demo room 222B. And to see these products, well, the Lena that Pablo was talking about, that's on booth 5960.
Cool. So I have a question. Since I'm a millennial in the industry, just 2 years in the AV industry, but I've been studying audio in college, just wanted to ask, do you have any advice for people coming into the AV industry, for new people?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're very fortunate to be in an industry that is all the time changing, right? There's always new technologies. And what has happened over time is people sometimes get into their comfort zone and they're not willing to learn more, right? It's really a field that there's always something to learn. And my advice is never settle, never stop learning. I think it's a fantastic industry to work with. I've been very fortunate to be in this industry for many years, and I also been lucky to do all sorts of things, mixing in front of the house, mixing monitors, dream installation, doing recordings, broadcast, and my last 20 years I've been with Meyer Sound working on demos, tech support, and now the last 15 years getting there. I've been very lucky, and I think that it was part love, but also always willing to learn more. Every single day I try to learn. I wake up and I say, today I need to learn something. Not necessarily technical, but also how to deal with people, how to deal with technology, how to accept the technology and the changes. The changes are not going to stop anytime soon. In fact, changes are now quicker and quicker. So we need to be prepared to learn new stuff and new technologies and how to apply it, right? And always, in order to be successful, you have to have a goal. You cannot just go through this industry just like hanging out. You need to have a goal, say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then once you ask yourself a question, why I'm doing this, then you start looking for how are we going to achieve it. Right? You need to have a goal and then find a way of how to achieve the goal. So that would be my suggestion to younger people. We all have to do pull cables and those kind of stuff. Yeah. You have to be patient and wait for the right opportunity. And if you are prepared, when you get the opportunity, then you're going to succeed. It's not only, they all say that at the right time, at the right moment, you can be there, and if you don't deliver, that opportunity is gone and you may never come back.
Yeah. And,
I want to take a moment to note that not only is Victoria studying in quote unquote audio, she has to go to Columbia College to, was it major? Major in live and installed sound.
Undergrad.
Okay.
Live and installed sound, yeah. And,
and that's her passion.
Yep.
That's her passion. She's a CTS holder now.
Finally.
A year in. And I don't want to speak for her, but I feel like, and you may or may not be, but I know that she would do well at a company like mine. I feel like her being younger talent in the industry, specializing in something like that, this would be a good direction to pull her into and things like that. And I know she wants to move to California.
Oh, geez, trying to put me on the spot. But
talking about, you mentioned the word millennial. I think the things have shifted a little bit. It's great to have an education, right? I was very fortunate to also have an education. I personally did degree, my bachelor is in electronics engineering and mechanical engineering, but then I had the chance to do a master's degree. And the combination of education plus experience is really what is the best combination. When you have a lot of education and you don't have experience, is not very complete. And vice versa, there's people out there that have great experience, but their foundation and the education is not there, and then that limits a little bit. So talking about this new generation of people wanting to get into the audio, it's very important to evolve and really get the foundation, because at the end of the day, it's a science. It's a science. We do. We see it in Meyer Sound. We have very clear distinction between the art and the science. The art is the artist, right? The artist is doing the movie. And our job is the science, to make sure that if you're in a stadium, 100,000 people listen to the artist. And if you're in a movie theater, is that exactly what the sound designer thought about how the movie and the explosion sounded, needs to sound exactly like that. We don't have any right to change it or make it quote-unquote better. It has to sound exactly the way they want it. And that goes on and on and on, but what we do is decide, right? So that's one of the things that, to start with, we need to ask ourselves, do we want to be in the science part or in the art part?
If someone already has, maybe myself, if the new generation gets their CTS and they want to get more involved with maybe the Meyer Sound training and products, or maybe your ideology within the company, how can we find more about that, and what kind of educational opportunities does your company provide?
We are very, very ingrained on the education. Also, a little bit back on the history, with John Meyer invented or developed our SIM measurement machine, source independent measurement, which today the dual FFTs is the most common way to measure. We needed to start teaching people how to use those tools, right? What does that mean, not just from the interface software point of view, but what you're looking at, right? It's like looking at X-ray, well, it's meaningless unless you know a little bit about bumps, you know what I mean?
Right.
What does that each of those colors mean and things? So back then in the early 90s, we started an education program that has been going on and on for the last basically 20 years, which we try to communicate to people part of this science, right? And measurements and system design and things like that. And don't be afraid of going to these seminars, because we have a distinction between sales pitches and an actual seminars, educational, where we're teaching sound and the basic principles of sound that are agnostic of brands and those kind of things, right? So I encourage you to go to our website, www.sound.com, and check out our schedules for seminars and training courses that are fantastic. We always had very good feedback about them. People feel relieved that they were not going to sell to each other, but actually they were going to learn something about knowledge, right?
Right.
That is our philosophy, trying to be as scientific as possible.
And how often are these seminars? Maybe a few times a month or
yes,
times
yes,
a year?
Yes, we go basically all around the world.
Okay.
So, I would say there's two or three every week, but
yeah.
In different parts of the world.
Got it. I'll have to look into it, definitely.
Yeah.
So you said the website, just one more time again?
www.firesound.com.
Awesome. And are you also on the social medias? Where can we find that on the website, I'm sure?
Yeah, so we are on the socials. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/firesoundlabs, Instagram @firesoundlabs, and Twitter @firesound. Speaking of socials, we are holding a contest in celebration. Pablo mentioned the 50th celebration of our co-founders, John and Helen Meyer, meeting. So in celebration on that, we are doing a tie-dye ticket contest, kind of inspired by the golden ticket. We'll have 5 grand prize winners this year in our different industries. We have a very diverse set of industries that we work with and can provide solutions for. So this month, it ends June 23rd, we have architecture and design. So any professionals that work in architecture, design, or related industry can just submit a maybe 200-word submission or submit a video to our Facebook page. And next month is performing arts, and after that is cinema. So it's open for about 3 weeks. People can submit, tell us why you love Meyer Sound, why you'd love to come visit the factory. The grand prize is an all-expense-paid trip to Berkeley, California, where you can get a personalized experience with John and Helen Meyer and our Meyer Sound executives, get a personalized factory tour, get to sit down with them, eat with them, and discover the magic of Meyer Sound. So that's on our Facebook page. It'll be right at the top if you look at it. We encourage everyone to apply and get to know us a little bit better.
Very cool.
That's your chance to visit the factory,
Victoria. Oh, yes. I'll have to go on the website. Where can I find that one more time?
That is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MeyerSoundLabs, and like Pablo said, our website is MeyerSound.com. Just click on all the tie-dye, learn more about the celebration, and down, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll find our contest information. So,
Thank you so much for coming on to our show. And the booth number is, again, just in case I wanted to see all your products.
Booth 5960,
mm-hmm.
Dimmer Room 222B, like Pablo said, that's the immersive audio. And then go upstairs to the Chapin Theater at 5 p.m. today. We'll have drinks and listen to Lino.
Great. And if for anyone that missed this live recording and you want to pass on the love, find it at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. Or if you'd like to tune in for other scheduled podcasts for tomorrow, it is ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Rave Pubs is on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Snapchat, and Twitter, at Rave Pubs. You can find me at VarelaVictoria_, so that is VarelaVictoria_. Johnny, where can we find you on the Twitter line?
At jmonta3, JMOTA3, and I have my own show called AV Insider on the Rave Radio Network at ravepubs.com, as well as our current
Hey, Coffee with Millennial Z. And where I bring someone young in the industry or trying to get into our industry and bring a professional in the industry as well, sit down, have a chat over a cup of coffee and geek out over AV stuff or just some advice. So we welcome you on both of our shows as well. And again, thank you for coming out to the Trade Show Minute.
Our pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.